This is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, August 2nd, 2020, Steve Holland, guitarist who rose to fame with Southern rockers Molly Hatchet, passes away after a long illness. He is 66. On this day in 1998, the Beatles are named favorite recording artist of all time in a poll conducted by the UK music magazine Mojo, beating out Elvis, Frank Sinatra, Queen, and Elton John in that order. On this day in 1986, Chicago's former bassist Peter Cetera reaches the top of the Billboard Hot 100 with his first solo effort, Glory of Love. The song was featured in the film The Karate Kid 2. On this day in 1975, the Eagles enjoy the second of their five Billboard Hot 100 hits with One of These Nights, as the album of the same name tops the Hot 200 albums chart. The single featured Don Felder's classic guitar solo. On this day in 1972, Brian Cole, an original member of the Association, dies of a heroin overdose at the age of 28. He played bass on the hits Windy, Cherish, and Never My Love. On this day in 1969, Bob Dylan attends his 10-year high school reunion in Hibbing, Minnesota, but leaves when a drunk tries to pick a fight with him. He never makes another public appearance in his hometown. On this day in 1962, Aretha Franklin makes her professional TV debut on American Bandstand, where she sings Don't Cry Baby and Try a Little Tenderness. And on this day, in 1958, Johnny Cash leaves his record label, Sun, to sign a major label contract with Columbia. He would remain with Columbia Records for the next 26 years and play 71 singles on the Billboard Country Chart. What was his first number one hit for Columbia Records? The answer, right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at DunnettInc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, August 2nd, 1958, Johnny Cash leaves his first record label, Sun Records, to sign a major label contract with Columbia. He would remain with Columbia Records for the next 26 years and play 71 singles on the Billboard Country Chart. His first number one hit for Columbia was Don't Take Your Guns to Town, Son.
A young cowboy named Billy Joe grew restless on the farm. A boy filled with wanderlust who really meant no harm. He changed his clothes and shined his boots and combed his dark hair down. And his mother cried as he walked out, Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town. He laughed and kissed his mom and said, You're Billy Joe's a man. I can shoot as quick and straight as anybody can. But I wouldn't shoot without a cause. I'd gun nobody down. But she cried again as he rode away. Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town. He sang a song as on he rode, his guns hung at his hips. He rode into a cattle town, a smile upon his lips. He stopped and walked into a bar and laid his money down. But his mother's words echoed again. Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town. He drank his first strong liquor then to calm his shaking hand. And tried to tell himself at last he had become a man. A dusty cowpoke at his side began to laugh him down. And he heard again his mother's words. Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town. Bill with rage, then Billy Joe reached for his gun to draw. But the stranger drew his gun and fired before he even saw. As Billy Joe fell to the floor, the crowd all gathered round and wondered at his final words. Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town.